Blog Talk Radio.
The Body of Christ Church cordially invites you to listen to our show, It's Time to Awake. On this show, there will be various topics presented, examined, and explained with an emphasis on the Word of God and the doctrine of repentance through His Son Christ. This show will air every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Romans 13 and 11, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We hope that you join us, and may you be edified by the word of God through Christ. Shalom.
Around this time of year, you know, there's coming up these, we're coming around to all these different holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving coming up soon.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Soon after that, Christmas. So on our website, we have articles that it explains the origins of these days, the wickedness of these days, and how we're not supposed to be celebrating these days. So again, we encourage you to go to thebocc.com, thebocc.com, and just browse around on there, and you will see the articles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have cable shows if you live here within the city of Buffalo. They come on public access channel, mm-hmm. if you have Time Warner Cable, every Tuesday mornings from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and then every Wednesday evenings from 8:30 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a toll-free number that you can call if you have any questions. It's 1-877-871-1712. Again, 1-877-871-1712.
Mm-hmm.
We give all praises to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ for giving us yet another week to come on the radio station and go over scriptures with our people.
Exactly. And what's our the YouTube page, the BOCC 1000?
No, it's youtube.com/thebocc1, the number one.
Okay, BOCC number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or BOC one. Okay. A plethora of information.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking last week, and after our previous radio show, and you mentioned the scripture to me. Mm-hmm. We had said something about, you know, how people take different looks at salvation.
Right.
You know, and I really didn't know that there's salvation in other religions. I thought it was only like things that men sprouted out of the Bible.
Right.
Okay. But I went on a little Wikipedia hunt, you know, and I found a couple of things. And I just want to go into what salvation in this world is. What is it? I looked the definition of it up, and salvation is defined as deliverance from sin and its consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. And it's also the source or the way or means of being saved from harm or ruin. You know, like if, you know, you were about to get your house foreclosed, you know, and a relative was like, hey, you know, I'll lend you the money to keep them from foreclosing on your house and taking your house. That was some salvation because it was very ruinous to lose your house, you know. So I went and looked up, you know, like I said, on Wikipedia, and there's a thing called soteriology. It's the study, the academic study of religious doctrines of salvation. So, you know, I just wanted to go into a few things about salvation and what it is. And we never talked about this any farther than you mentioned one scripture last week. But what I want you to do is, anytime you feel, you know, feel free to, you know, just jump in and say, hey, wait a minute, that sounds like this scripture. Mm-hmm. Or this, you know, because there's going to be a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to start out with two scriptures first off. Revelation 22:18-19. Because as I was going through these things online and doing research, you know, actually I saw something on a post on social media. A friend of mine had put a quote from Buddha that said such and such and such, and then you'll get salvation. And I was like, huh? I didn't know they believed in salvation.
Right.
Or that it was even mentioned in anything other than something that came out of or men bought out of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I just want to read these two scriptures here and one in 2 Corinthians. Revelation 22:18-19.
For I testify unto every man that heareth mm-hmm. the words of the prophecy of this book.
Mm-hmm.
If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Uh-huh.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy,
mm-hmm.
God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Okay, so we're not supposed to add to or take away from the words of the Lord, the entire Bible. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Now, think about that scripture as we read on and go into these other doctrines of what they say salvation is. 2 Corinthians 13. Excuse me. Let's see. It's not 13. It's 11. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear, least by any means, as the serpent beguiles Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Okay, so Christ is a very simple thing. You know, you repent, you read the book, the Bible, only the Bible. You find out what you're doing wicked. You study it, you apply it to your life to show yourself approved, and you take his example and make it your way of life. And that's it. That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
But just as Satan tricked Eve through his sneakiness, trickery, subtlety, we have to be careful so that our minds are not corrupted from Christ and living a Christ-like life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, just think on those two scriptures as we go through this thing. I'm going to start with Christianity. And I may be going blind. Now, let me say two things. We're not here to offend any religion. I'm just trying to inform. Because there's a lot of things that are said about the Bible and Jesus Christ in the name of religion, when men fail or just mess up or just expose themselves for the hypocrites and monsters that they are, which make people turn to other religions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because by their actions, these people are blaspheming Christ.
Yep.
And the Holy
yep.
Spirit. You know, and people look at that blasphemy and say, oh, there's something wrong with Christ.
Yep.
You know, so we have to remember that. And also, we're not here to offend anybody that steadfastly, staunchly believes.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here to do a little expose, if you will, on certain religions and doctrines, because a lot of our people are into them ignorantly, probably because they were offended by religious people.
Yep.
You know, and they go into this, oh, this is the way. Oh, this is the way. Oh, no, you know, I'm going to do this. When they shouldn't be into that.
Yep.
When a lot of these things are just bootlegged Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
let's, or, I'm sorry. No, or the other thing, too, is a lot of people might be into it because of tradition.
Exactly.
They grew up that way. Their grandparents was into this religion or this philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Their mother was it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The father, then they come up, they in the same thing and stuff like that. But
absolutely right.
Without questioning, okay, is this really true, you know, the things that I'm learning?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So when I looked in the Wikipedia thing about Christianity, the denominations of Christianity,
mm-hmm.
unless I'm going blind and crazy, and I looked three times, I couldn't find any black church denomination in Christianity. We'll get into that later.
Right.
But Christians believe that Jesus' death was the once and for all sacrifice that atoned for the sin of all humanity. Okay?
Right.
So you can just keep doing whatever they teach or whatever. Don't really check. All you got to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Acts 17.
All righty. All right.
And I want to say the modern black church wasn't in Christianity.
Right.
Because the black church did start out somewhat into a Christian-like doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still for men. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31.
Okay. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
What?
Commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
Acts chapter 17 was after Christ died, right?
Yep, it was.
Okay, read that again.
Acts 17 and 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at.
Mm-hmm.
But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
Okay, why should we repent? We can't just keep going and think that Christ's sacrifice was good enough for us to be approved into the kingdom. You know, way back then, his sacrifice is good for our sins now and in the future, even though we found out about him. We can't keep doing wrong.
Nope.
Why? Read verse 31.
Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised them from the dead.
Okay, the man that he raised from the dead was Jesus Christ. Yeah. So that's who we, you know, we have to follow and take his words, which are contained in the entire Bible. And you know, we have to take his words for our life mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, one thing when I looked under Christianity, I saw all these denominations, Catholic, Protestantism, Anglicanism, or the Anglican Church, Eastern Orthodox, which is about seven or eight religions, Oriental Orthodox, which is another five, seven, eight, you know, branches.
I didn't even know they had that.
Assyrian Church of the East. And then you go into a whole bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Galatians.
All right.
I'm sorry, Ephesians.
Let's see. I think you were thinking about the same scripture
I was
about to go to. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What? All right, well, Ephesians 4, we'll start at 5. I'm not sure if that's where you want to start.
Okay.
We'll start at 5. It says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I'll read verse 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Mm-hmm.
So a while ago when you were saying, you know, about like the different religions and different sects and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we have to look at that. Why is that? Because there's only one Lord. There's only one Christ. There's only the one faith, the one belief in Christ. So where are all these different doctrines coming from? And I bet you they all claim you can't get salvation but through this particular church or religion, right?
Okay, okay.
So it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism,
mm-hmm.
one God and Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all. So he's got these different beliefs in God, so he's this, he's that, or there's mm-hmm. more than one, he's got a partner with him, blah, blah, blah. That's what he teaches a lot of these religions.
Okay.
But the Bible, proven book, telling us that there's only one.
Okay. But the religions that we just went over are called Christianity. So how could they be following Christ if there's so many denominations and so many things and so, you know, so many differences? But it's one word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what, too? I'm not sure if you were planning on doing this, but let's define the word Christian, what it means. Because that might be throwing some people off.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, where is Acts
11?
Acts chapter 11. Mm-hmm. I know we went over this.
Yeah, so, yeah, we can read verse 18.
Acts 11, verse 18.
Oh, I'm sorry, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Acts 11, 18.
When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then have God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
Okay, so the Gentile-minded Israelites, like it goes over in Acts 10 and the beginning of Acts 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those people were also being taught repentance unto life.
Yep.
Okay. Read verse 26.
Acts 11 and 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch.
Talk about found Paul.
And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people.
Taught much people what?
About Christ.
But taught them what?
Repentance.
In Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read on.
And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
Mm.
So it's showing you the word Christian, or the definition of that word, is people that repent and truly follow Christ as it is written. You know, because that word now is thrown around, oh, I'm a Christian, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that was it.
People have started using the word spiritual now.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
I'm spiritual, because you can't match what they're doing to Christ. You know, especially like in the black church, you look at it, went from Jesus, believe in Jesus, he's the word, then it went to believe the word, then the word, then I got a word from God, and prosperity, and this is how you prosper, because I got a word from God, because I'm a man of God, because of God, because, and then the word, and it goes off where I've seen Christians say, I covet and pray that blessings go to everybody that reads this, the such and such and this, that, and the third. But, dude, you taking power and putting blessings on people?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Most High in Christ that blessed people because of their obedience.
According to some people, that's not the case.
Okay. Well, that's what's taught in some of the, you know, Christian churches today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's go into Buddhism. Okay, one gradually moves toward liberation, the liberation from suffering, ignorance, and rebirth. So it's a vicious cycle, you in. You one gradually move toward liberation, from all these things, towards enlightenment. Enlightenment has the connotation of sudden insight into a transcendental truth and or gradual path of attaining understanding. Understanding of what? Well, The enlightenment is a condition in which one enjoys highest wisdom, vitality, good fortune, confidence, and other positive qualities. Fulfillment of daily activities and understanding the purpose of being alive. Purpose of being alive. And you basically move from where you started into a state of being like Buddha. Okay. So this having all the highest qualities and attributes in life, and move, and understanding that that's your duty and your purpose of being alive is to do right. Does that sound like a scripture that's in the Bible?
It says what? Having your purpose and what?
Understanding the purpose of being alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, it is.
Okay.
Yep, it's Ecclesiastes.
Yep.
The last chapter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Mm-hmm. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Okay. So, now, this gradual path of attaining understanding involves the truth. The truth of what is beyond language and must be experienced directly. So you're basically getting an epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals should seek to spread truth and knowledge among all humanity, like setting an example, and strive for the creation of a collective salvation of goodness for all. So we should seek to spread the truth. What is truth? I'm not going to go into a debate about what truth is. But truth, applying truth in your daily activities. Should I be trying to get with your wife?
Nope.
If I'm not trying to get with your right wife, I'm dealing with you truly.
Yep.
If I'm not trying to steal from you, I'm dealing with you truly.
Yep.
Okay, that's examples of dealing truthfully.
Yep.
Okay, Psalms 119.
All right, verse
142.
All right. Psalms 119, verses 142.
Mm-hmm.
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
The love of what?
Thy law.
Okay.
Is the truth.
So if I'm dealing truthfully with you, I'm dealing according to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see how Satan can come in and use words that are good enough to have you going into and all other type of things that the Bible don't deem as necessary, but you end up worshiping an idol.
Right.
You mean to do the right things because it says have truth and knowledge and have, enjoy the highest wisdom and vitality is and good fortune and other positive qualities is a state of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And being a righteous person, basically, that's a state of enlightenment. But to get there, you're worshiping an idol because you got tricked.
Yep. You know what I'm picking up too?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm picking up when you read that definition mm-hmm. of Buddhism mm-hmm. and stuff. A lot of these different religions, actually all these different religions,
mm-hmm.
they all basically stole bits and pieces from the one true book. And then they twist it. Because you know the funny thing is, like, a lot of these different religions and stuff, mm-hmm. they all have their version of the flood. I'm not sure if you knew that,
yeah,
but they all have their version of the flood that happened.
uh-huh. but then they put their own spin to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm picking up hearing you going over these different definitions and stuff. It's like they pick bits and pieces from the Bible and then stretch it or make their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people have to realize that the Bible is the one true book that we should follow and don't go by anything else.
Exactly. I'm going to read two things at once, Falun Dafa and Hindu. Falun Dafa says, refers to the cultivation practice, I'm sorry if I messed this word up, refers to the cultivation practice, Xiaolian, X-I-U, and then L-I-A-N. I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry. A process of giving up human attachments and assimilating to the Buddha Fa, or fundamental characteristics of the universe. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Okay, and then Hindu, man must not live for self, but serve all mankind, an attainment of a transcendental liberation, meaning a liberation from the worldly cares of this life. You know, and where you're like, you can be in the world, but not of the world. You know, because you're on a higher spiritual level. You transcended the everyday cares of this life. Okay? Let's go to the Falun Dafa where it said the fundamental characteristic of the universe is truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Let's go to Matthew 23.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
Okay, so the judgment of the Lord is true. And if I live according to the judgment of the Lord, I'm living truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The compassion, like it says in Matthew 23, is the mercy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the forbearance is also mercy. But Christ put more onto it in Matthew 23, where he said, have faith, meaning believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, okay. You know what? I thought we was on an hour today. I don't know.
I think
I got it mixed up.
I thought it was an hour today.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I guess, you know, we'll find out if we're on a half hour show today or an hour if somebody comes busting in the door. But, you know, Christ added that faith to that, meaning believing in him to make your truthfulness and compassion perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Not have it come from men, from traditions of men, and from the mythology and beliefs of men,
mm-hmm.
and what they put forth. Okay? And then serve all mankind and attainment of a transcendental liberation and being detached from this world. Let's go to Philippians.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse
13 to 15.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
So doing God's will is, because God is way above us.
Yep.
And if we can, Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, then we can transcend all these worldly cares and affections, right?
Yep.
Okay, so read on.
Philippians 2:14, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Okay, so that's, not dealing with the the human attachments and the lusts and everything in the world, because the lusts of the world are against the love of the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, being in the world but not being of the world. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we look to men and their traditions and their myths, the mythology, especially of other people? I mean, if they want to do their thing, let them do their thing. But the Bible is our book for us.
We give all praises to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ for giving us another week to come on the station here and go over scriptures with our people.
Yep, all praises to the Most High through Christ. And, excuse me, I'm trying to catch a cold, but half me trying to fight it, half me trying to catch a cold, you know. But we did a show last week titled, you know, What is a Christian? And what it means to be a Christian.
Oh, okay.
You know, what to avoid if you're going to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doctrines of men, basically. The week before that, we did a class on salvation. And we went into what people think is salvation in different religions. We're going to revisit that because I was on a social media thing like right before that, a couple of days before that, and somebody had posted something about something Buddha said.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I don't remember the original quote, but it said, do this, do that, do this, and you'll find salvation. And I was like, I didn't even know that was part of that doctrine.
Right.
You know, so I went and looked up on the encyclopedia for today's age, Wikipedia, dictionary, encyclopedia, everything, you know. And I found that there's a study, an academic study of religious doctrines of salvation. Because there's so many out there, people just started categorizing them like you would file your taxes. Okay, this is 2012, this is 2011. They file it away and categorize and got everything all nice and neat.
Mm-hmm.
And the study of that is called soteriology. Okay, and the definition of salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences, preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss, or the means by that deliverance, or means that you get that deliverance from. Okay. So, I just wanted to go again and review the class from 2 weeks ago and go into the more into what some people that follow doctrines of men think salvation is. You know, the Christians think that salvation is, you know, it comes from faith in Christ without any specific definition according to the Bible. We've all sinned, Christ died, and it's okay now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because now all people are accepted. In the Old Testament, it was just Israel. Now it's all people. We're not dealing with who the Gentiles are because we say there's something that is opposite of what the Bible says. You know, we're just dealing with, you know, every people everywhere can be saved in Christ. And then you got Christmas and all these other holidays, you know, in the Christian faith. But those holidays are definitely opposed by as it is written,
okay,
in the Bible. So we usually talk about different types of Christian faiths and beliefs and stuff all the time. So that's all the time I was going to give that for now. I want to move on because there's other religions that people that look like you and me are into.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Buddhism. So my printer was going way off on the left side, so I had to actually write this down. So it says Buddhism, it's a non-theistic religion, but it says that salvation in Buddhism is one gradually moves towards liberation from suffering or ignorance, and then rebirth. They move towards liberation from all the suffering and stuff to enlightenment. Enlightenment has the connotation of a sudden insight or epiphany into a transcendental truth, and it's also a gradual path of attaining understanding. The truth of what is beyond language and must be experienced directly. So it's not by words. You can't experience it by somebody telling you something. So that's why I guess you're always meditating. I'm not sure, and I don't mean to talk down upon or offend anyone that's in any of these religions. I just want to go over these religions and beliefs and warn people, according to the Bible, that it's the wrong thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can't help it if you get offended. But, okay, individuals should seek to spread truth and knowledge among all humanity and strive for the creation of a collective salvation of goodness for all. So, that's saying the right words.
Yep.
That's like a lot of Christian and black Christian churches.
Yep.
You know, they say the right words, but what are they lacking? Let's go to, I think it's Luke.
Right.
10 or Luke 12?
Before you, you read that,
go ahead.
Bringing out another aspect to it.
Uh-huh.
For people that might not be...
Mm-hmm.
have any religious affiliations, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've talked to a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They still have their own concept of what salvation is.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say things like, oh yeah, I know, you know, I'll be saved because I'm doing good.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But then, what's the good? The good is defined according to their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they're not going by... the true standard that God set out for us to follow, which is his commandments, because Romans 5 and 12, the law is good, holy and good.
Romans 7 and 12. Mm-hmm.
Tells us that the law is just holy and good. That's mm-hmm. what's good. But when people make up their own definitions of what's good, that's not good.
Yeah, and they're putting themselves in the place of God.
Exactly. So that's another aspect to it, too. So mm-hmm. even though we're mentioning these different religions mm-hmm. and stuff, if you don't belong to one or shun that, I mean, that's good, but then don't go by your own mind and your own definition of,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get salvation, you have to go by the Bible.
Exactly.
Just wanted to bring that.
Exactly. Let's go to, it's Mark 12.
All right. So.
Okay. now, oh, boy. Let's read... start at 28.
Mark chapter 12, verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well,
mm-hmm.
asked him, which is the first commandment of all?
So how should I live? How should I live?
Mm-hmm.
By good sounding words? By, you know, making sure I do good to all and don't have any malicious thoughts. You know, what should I do, Jesus? Okay, go on.
Mark 12 and 29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Read on.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
That's Deuteronomy 6 and 5. That is not in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. You know, but it's not directly word for word. He quoted Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5. Read on.
Mark 12 and 31. And the second...
Wait a minute. He only asked him for one.
Yeah.
You can't do the first without the second. Go on.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
There is none other commandment greater than these.
Okay. So we're supposed to do good before God and do good before men.
Yep.
all that you would how men should treat you, you should do to them likewise. Matthew 7 and 12.
Yep.
Okay. And this reminds me of something. I was talking to a humanist one time, which is they deny God and they think, you know, that that's just a bunch of psychobabble used to tame and make people docile and keep them from resisting, you know, stuff like that. And they said, well, you know, we just believe that, you know, like in the golden rule, we believe the golden rule, how that you should, you know, treat people how you want them to treat you. And I'm like, dude, that's right out of Christ's mouth in Matthew 7 and 12.
Exactly.
And so you're taking one of Christ's words or quotation, you know, or commandments, or some of his advice, or whatever you want to call it, and you say, now we don't need Christ, we just go and do this.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good, it sounds like it's scriptural.
Yep.
And a lot of people go into these religions that they sound scriptural, they sound good, but they don't include Christ. Christ is far from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is shipwreck. Okay, so that's just a little problem. Let's keep going on in Mark chapter 12, because so Christ mentioned these things: love God with all, you know, all thy heart, mind, body, and soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. People forget about that first commandment and do just the second and think that's enough. And a lot of religions are based on that. Just like you said, people will figure out what they think is right,
mm-hmm.
and they've established their own religion. And then the worst thing that could happen is you get some adherence, and you start some traditions, and it turns into a full-blown religion.
Yep.
You know. So what did the scribe answer Christ when he gave this answer? Read Mark 12, verse 32.
And the scribe said unto him, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
So that was a good answer.
Yep.
There's a lot of people base their religion on this answer that this guy gave to Christ. Christ answered him according to as it is written.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, well, you know, he paraphrased it and it sounded good.
Yep.
You know, and he said, that's worth more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices that you could do at the temple. That's the best way to please God.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 34.
And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly,
stop, with wisdom, with some intelligence, with some knowledge, go on,
he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God.
Okay.
And no man after that durst ask him any question.
Okay, no man after that asked him any question in the context of Mark, where this is pulled from, because they was all about, remember why they tried to condemn him.
Yeah.
You said you were going to destroy this temple and rebuild it. You said you were doing stuff on the Sabbath day, like healing people that we say you can't. You talk about people ain't going to worship on it at the temple no more, like in John 4.
Mm-hmm.
People ain't going to worship at you, wicked. You know, so when he was like, listen, you're absolutely right. You're not far from the kingdom.
Yep.
Thinking that the way you deal with God and the way you treat your neighbor, as long as it's right, you know, you're not far from the kingdom. But are you in the kingdom? What was the one thing this dude needed to make sure he was going to get in the kingdom?
Jesus Christ.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with a lot of religion.
Mm-hmm.
To do good, promote doing good, and like this. We have to strive for, you know, do good to all humanity and strive for the creation of a collective salvation of goodness for all. A salvation of goodness. Not a salvation through Christ.
Hmm.
That's where that religion misses it.
Yep.
Okay, and then the next one I had one and two was like following Dafa. It refers to a cultivation practice. I can't pronounce this. X-I-U, Chao Leon? I'm not sure.
true, I think.
True, Leon?
Yeah.
S-I-U, next word, L-I-A-N. Sorry, I can't pronounce it. It's a process of giving up human attachments and assimilating to the Buddha-fa, or fundamental characteristic of the universe, which is truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. That sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving up human attachments. You know, no, not, I'm not going into my lust.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a human attachment? What is a lust?
Yep. Those things are all in the Bible, too.
Exactly.
Yep. All in the Bible.
Exactly. And truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Living according to that. Let's go to Matthew 23:23.
Matthew chapter 23,
mm-hmm.
verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin,
mm-hmm.
and have omitted the weightier matters of the law,
uh-huh.
judgment, mercy, and faith.
Judgment, mercy, and faith. Is judgment is living truth. And making sure that your actions are true and being able to judge a situation. Well, you know what, that dude stepped on my toes. What he did was wrong, but let me judge this. I can go into arguing with him. That can escalate. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So let me judge correctly. Well, you know what, that was wrong, bro. You know, some people will see that as wrong. You are right. Let's stay at peace. Okay? Compassion and forbearance, what is it? Judgment, mercy, and faith. What is mercy? Compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And forbearing from going into evil. Just because somebody messed up, you don't go all the way off on them. You know, you go to correct them. If they take that wrong, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, it sounds like this doctrine took some of that and just, you know, compartmentalized it into its own thing.
Yep.
You know? So read the rest of Matthew 23:23.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, mm-hmm. hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin,
mm-hmm.
and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith.
Mm-hmm.
These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
Okay, so have judgment, mercy, and faith, and do everything else too.
Yep.
But once again, we have something that our people are into, but guess what? It took part of it, part of what Christ said,
mm-hmm.
separate it and just give it to people and does not tell them about whatever else they should.
Exactly.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next thing I found, I was reading up on, like I said, I was reading in Wikipedia and my printer was down, so I had to write this down. So, Hindu, man must not live for self, but serve all mankind. In mankind, attainment of transcendent liberation. Liberation from what?
Should be liberation from yourself.
And your evil thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Make you live a good life. So that you can do right to be accepted by the Lord,
yep.
according to as it is written. But some of our people are into that.
Yep.
Okay. Another thing, another religion, Islam. How humans can repent of and atone for sin so as not to suffer loss. I mean, this is like Middle Eastern Islam.
Right.
This is not the Islam here in America that some people popularized by wearing a certain type of clothes and listening to a man talk about geopolitical implications and how they better not mess with him. That's not that. They don't even, the Middle Eastern Islamic cats, they don't even consider that dude a true Islamic cat. They consider him a pontificator. Okay, so... But anyway, we'll deal with that later too. But how humans can repent of and atone for sin so as not to suffer loss and a responsibility for your actions. Repent means admitting you're wrong, regretting your behavior, not do the same again, and pray for repentance.
It sounds like what we go over every week.
But it's without the Bible.
That's the problem.
So they ain't far from the kingdom.
Yeah.
The people that's really, truly into that and have that attitude that's just described. Because remember, soteriology is the study of religious doctrines of salvation. So they went and categorized it, and okay, the salvation shows up in this religion. This is what salvation is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that sounds like the right thing to do, but what is it missing?
Jesus Christ.
So why should our people be into it if it doesn't have Jesus Christ according to as it is written?
You should not.
Okay. All right. I was writing all over the place. See, this guy has three pages. Okay. Another thing. Jainism. The only objective to have is to achieve moksha, which is a liberation, emancipation, or salvation of the soul. Attainment of the true and pristine nature of infinite bliss, infinite bliss, knowledge, and perception. So you're being able to see situations so that you deal right, you have the knowledge and the understanding, and you're like in heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Hebrews 5. Is there a way in the Bible that sounds like that? Oh, excuse me. Is there a way in the Bible that sounds like? Because that's the way it is.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Read verse 12.
Hebrews 5, verse 12. For when for the time mm-hmm. you ought to be teachers,
mm-hmm.
you have need that one teach you again,
mm-hmm.
which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
Uh-huh.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat.
Okay, so you become like a baby. You become like, what does a baby? A baby has to learn how to walk,
yep.
talk, read, write,
chew,
right, chew
mm-hmm.
right? Ride a bike, grow up, dress himself, take care of himself. So when we think that we our teachers or on some high spiritual level,
mm-hmm.
that's the time that we should learn everything over again. Okay? Read on.
Hebrews 5 and 13. For everyone that useth milk is mm-hmm. unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
Read on.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
So that maturity, the stage that we're supposed to be moving on to, by using humility, by always considering that we don't know it, we don't have it all,
mm-hmm.
and always relearning and going over the scriptures. The thing that we're supposed to progress to is being in a state of mind where we can have our senses exercised to be able to tell good from evil in every situation. But that's what this is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, okay, so we attain a true nature, true and pristine nature of infinite bliss, knowledge, and perception. What a knowledge is going, knowledge and perception is going to help you understand how to live right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what is that doctrine missing?
Missing Christ.
It's missing Christ because it sounds like, you know, in a lot of these religions and doctrines that we're into, they sound like Christ,
mm-hmm.
but in ways that the people that started them know,
yeah.
they omit Christ. And a lot of our people go into them because it's calming, it helps them control their emotions and stuff. But that's all stuff that what Christ was talking about.
Yep.
You know? Put off the new man which goes according to the deceitful lust. Well, I got a lust for anger. well, you know what? I can't find that in Christian religion, so I'm going to go be a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, read according to as it is written. Don't be in a Christian religion. Follow Christ. There's a difference.
Exactly.
And you will understand as you, the more you go into it, like it says, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But if you sow heartily or get more into it, not give more money.
Mm-hmm.
If you get more into it, you're going to get more out of it. It's not talking about money in that scripture. Message. But anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go to scripture. Mm-hmm. Go to Philippians 2.
Okay.
Because we keep mentioning it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but this is going to bring it out and pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything now,
mm-hmm.
okay, has to go through Christ. So we want mm-hmm. salvation.
Uh-huh.
We have to go through Christ. We want to uh-huh. know how to live. We have to go through Christ.
Uh-huh.
God the Father himself have sanctified and put Christ on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to bow down to him, Christ.
Yep.
Read Philippians 2. Verse 9 through verse 11.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name.
This is going to tell us who this is talking about.
Uh-huh.
God the Father, the one and only true power in the universe,
uh-huh.
have highly exalted him.
Okay.
Highly. Don't take these words lightly. Highly exalted him. So above uh-huh. Buddha. Above Muhammad, above all them other cats,
mm-hmm.
highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, above Buddha, above the Allahs, above the Muhammads, above every name. Why? Mm-hmm. Read verse 10.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow,
mm-hmm.
every one of us, every human being,
mm-hmm.
things that are in heaven, things that we don't even know about, whether there be life there or not,
mm-hmm.
things in earth and things under the earth, so the animals, the plants, the fishes, everything bow down to Christ
mm-hmm.
and worship Jesus Christ. He is highly exalted.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to put Christ in everything that we do. We can't exclude him.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're in different religion stuff, we can't exclude Christ. Read verse 11.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
So every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the Savior. That's mm-hmm. what that word Lord is going into.
Mm-hmm.
He is the ruler. To the glory of God the Father, because mm-hmm. when we're given that reverence and that respect to Christ,
mm-hmm.
it's ultimately going back to the Heavenly Father because they're on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to include Christ in everything because he is highly exalted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all these different stuff that you was reading, that's mm-hmm. what they're all missing. They're missing mm-hmm. confessing that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing confessing that he's the one.
Right? Exactly, because they'll worship Buddha.
Yep.
How many karate movies you done seen? Oh, Buddha bless you. And that was supposed to be back from ancient times. And Catholics are still doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, people take and they'll exalt a priest in one of these religions or a eloquent speaker in one of these doctrines as God, and they'll follow him.
Exactly.
No matter how much good is done in the community and things are done, like you had the, for instance, Farrakhan back in the day, I don't know if he still does it, but he had things where they had a security force
mm-hmm.
that was going into projects where our people, Negro Al-Qaeda and other minority Al-Qaeda, domestic terrorists, was going and wreaking havoc on the residents, on their own neighbors, robbing and stealing and drug selling and just straight up ratchetness.
Wow.
They would go into these projects and apartment complexes and stuff and root that madness out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Yep, it is.
But what is his doctrine missing?
Jesus Christ. Bowing down to that name that's highly exalted above every name.
Exactly, but that cat exalts Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, the descendant of the Moors, or 5% of what, descendant of the Moors, and disciple, follower of Marcus Garvey, and Elijah Muhammad. He exalt them over Christ.
Yep, exactly.
To them, Christ is just another prophet.
Yep, exactly.
Because the Comforter is going to come, and that Comforter was the people they believe in. When the Comforter started coming in Acts 2.
Mm-hmm.
So the people they believe in as the Comforter, well, these cats got to be about 2,000 years old then.
Yep.
You know? Because they was putting the comfort and everything on in Acts chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
When the people, was the devout Jews out of every nation under heaven, was coming to the Pentecost feast, and they were hearing the comforting words that the Messiah, the one prophesied, had come and had did his duty for the people, and that they can now be comforted in his words and his examples of how to live according to the words that have been given from the beginning. That was and is still the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cat just teaching you how to eat to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and then geopolitics.
Yep.
And they better not mess with me. And I saw the wheel. And that stuff is cool and it's deep, especially when you got an eloquent vocabulary and know how to use it. But what are you missing?
Missing Jesus Christ.
All right. And there are other religions around that, hey, you know what? They go into, you know, a bunch of things that you can look up in the Bible and see those things, but it's not according to the doctrine of Christ. And people excel in these religions and live very comfortably.
Yep.
All right, let's look at Luke 19. I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about a man mixing up numbers, man. Luke 16 and 19.
We all do it every now and then.
Oh yeah, man. I've been on a roll though, man. I'm trying to set a record. You know. Don't doubt my scripture mix up skill. Okay.
All right. Luke chapter 16, verse 19.
Yep. Read.
There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day.
So, obviously, he was, you know, it doesn't say that a bag of gold descended from the sky from God. I don't know. He was living according to how he, and it profited him. However he wanted to live, whatever he was doing, he lived according to that, and it was profiting him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So read that again, and then read on.
Luke 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day.
Yep.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
So Lazarus was suffering. The same world that this rich dude was living and prospering in, Lazarus was suffering in. And he had sores and everything, and he was desiring to be even fed of the stuff that the rich man was throwing away. You know, the crumbs. All right? Read on. Verse 22.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
Oh, wait a minute. So, who got the real reward?
Lazarus did.
Okay. So, the rich man was chilling. He was living according to everything was going right for him.
In this world.
In this world. Mm-hmm. In this world. In this world. Let's go to 1 John.
All right.
15.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
And we know that Satan himself even told Christ in Luke 4, listen, all these riches and glory and everything, I will give of all the kingdoms in the world that I've shown you in a moment of time, all that stuff I will give to you if you bow down and worship me.
Yep.
So the rich dude, he wasn't dealing with Christ. He's not saying you can't be rich.
Exactly.
Because the scriptures in 1 Timothy 6 talk about, listen, when you're rich in this world, you got to be careful when you believe in Christ because of the fact that you have money and possessions and stuff, that will lead you into your lust because you think you can do stuff because money talks, people listen.
Yep.
You know, and you will have to deal with that lust, and if you don't deal with that lust in a certain way, what? You'll get drowned in perdition and damnation.
Yep.
You know, so this cat back in Luke 16, what? He was chilling. He was chilling, but who got the real reward? Who suffered the loss and everything? Putting away their lust and turning down things that would have prospered them in this world because they weren't according to Christ.
Lazarus did, and he got blessed for it.
Exactly. And we know that Lazarus was taking heed to Christ. Why? Because who was the Lord's friend? Who was the example of faith in Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 4?
Abraham.
Da-ba-da-boom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. Read Luke 16 and 23.
And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Okay, so he think that, I guess he's can command or he asked, you know, that since Lazarus was so bad off, that, you know, Lazarus could give him some water or something. He's asking that his torments be eased.
Yeah, not only that, bro, it's like, you know, like when you're in desperation so much, I mean, you'll do almost anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get that help. That's what this dude's situation was.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But now, look at what Abraham said, verse 25.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things.
Because you was doing something that was short of, or it was way off from Christ. So you got your reward because you was going along in the lust of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your reward.
Exactly.
But when Lazarus was suffering, it was him suffering because he didn't want to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a friend of mine, they asked him to work on a show, right? And he went through the interview and he was, you know, yeah, all right, okay, yeah. It was a big production type thing. It's going to get paid. And they was like, well, you know, what's your sexuality? He was like, well, you know, what do you mean? He's like, well, do you go, you know, it was like, well, You know, I ain't got nothing against people that do. You know, but I don't do that, but I said, well, no, we don't need you.
Wow.
So he suffered that loss because he couldn't be in that clique because that clique was full of people that did something that he knew and knows now, still even today, was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So he suffered.
Yep.
Okay, I'm talking about six-figure suffering.
Wow.
Okay? And he didn't know they was going to shut him out like that, but he didn't try to go back and, you know, volunteer or anything to get back in. He was like, forget it.
Right.
You know, I have to get something somewhere else then. You know, get a job somewhere else then. You know? And that's the type of things that go on in the world. And if you ain't down with the lust of the world, you're not going to get the reward of living in the world. Right? So, read on verse 25 of Luke 16.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things,
mm-hmm.
and likewise Lazarus evil things.
Mm-hmm.
But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Uh-huh.
And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed.
So there's a great gulf, meaning like gulf of, what is that, Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
Like, okay, like great valley, great deep, wide, no, you ain't getting across this space in a day,
mm-hmm.
or a week or a month. Okay, read on.
So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot.
Ouch.
Neither can they pass to us. That would come from that.
So you can't get out of there and come over here to these comforts. Go on.
Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
Let them hear them. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's heavy.
So what are we, our people, what are we missing in all the religions and all the things that we do? We are missing the words of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4. Explains that Christ was in the spirit form given the words of the law to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look in like in Isaiah. And the Lord said to Isaiah,
yeah.
Next chapter, Isaiah said, the word of the Lord came to me and he told me to tell you exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you need to do. Okay, Jeremiah, hear ye the word of the Lord. Don't be amazed by signs in heaven, and don't take trees out of the forest or copies thereof, and cut them and put them in your house and fix them up so that they stand and hang ornaments on them, because that's wicked.
Yep.
Was Jeremiah speaking that, or was Christ telling him to say that?
Christ was telling him to say that.
Okay, read Luke 16:29 again.
Abraham says unto him,
uh-huh.
They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
Ouch.
So, you know, it just shows you the uh-huh. importance, like this
yeah.
Bible or whatever that people
uh-huh.
To the side, and we go into these different things.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good, but you're going to be one of these people here because you have access to this Bible, but then you choose to toss it to the side and live your own life.
Exactly. Now, check it out. Read verse 30. Listen to what the rich man said to Abraham.
Luke 16 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
So that's why they don't even hear Christ today.
Exactly.
And we got a lot of people blaspheming Christ and the Holy Spirit because what they do is they do things like they're a priest in a church full of idolatry,
mm-hmm.
and they abuse little children. Then you got people that the pastor, he's supposed to be a pastor in a church teaching the Bible. He told all the women that were single, that wanted to be married, to meet him out on the beach, undressed, kneel down on all fours, and he went one by one and kissed them on the butt side and said, "This is your blessing. The Lord going to send you a wife.
I'm going to send you a husband for it."
Yeah, I'm sorry. Send you a husband. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it might have been a wife. Some of them might have wanted them. I don't know. But what scripture, and people look at those examples and others and be like, "Yo, man, what, man, that, see, that's why I can't get with that Bible, man, and that religion and stuff, man, because it's all, man, it's all madness."
Yep.
You know, instead of knowing that, God is off.
Exactly.
Let me look in here in the Bible and see what it says about kissing multiple women. No, it don't say nothing about it. It says, you go, okay, this cat was going toward, according to his lust, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Husband, an elder or a preacher or someone that's on a high spiritual understanding must be a husband of one wife.
Mm-hmm.
That means that he does that stuff with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So
you got to read for yourself, basically, is the point.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's right in Philippians 2.
Yep.
We're right where, let's get it.
Yeah, not only in my presence, but in my...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Philippians 2. Right after it says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, read Philippians 2 and 12.
"Wherefore, my beloved,
mm-hmm.
as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence,
mm-hmm.
work out your own salvation with fear and trembling."
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wow, that's crazy, you know.
Yep.
So a lot of these religions, even you look at stuff like there's like mega pastors and stuff, they'll say, they'll put something out on Facebook or something. "I call the Holy Spirit to make you a warrior in Christ and give you blessings today." Now, wait a minute. You got power over the Holy Spirit? That the Holy Spirit going to do your bidding? I thought we had to do the bidding of the Most High through Christ's understanding, and that would put the Holy Spirit on us if we obey him, Acts 5:31.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they see fit, they'll give us, bless us with what they see fit that we need.
Yep.
Not some pastor calling the Holy Spirit to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's using Christ's name, but it is missing Christ.
Yep.
And there's no better than serving an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Psalms 96 and 5, then come back. Actually, I want to see something in Ezra 2. Because that thing in Luke 16 is very powerful. Psalms 96, verse 5. This is what happens, and this is what we get into and what we do when we go into the gods of the people round about us, because we're scattered all over the world. There's 2.something million of us in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
I think about 1.5 million in Pakistan, a couple million of us in India.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do you think the Aborigines in Australia were, that they were massacring by the tens of millions for about 150 years?
Yep.
Okay. So we're all over the world. Okay, so but we go into, instead of going into the Bible, because the Bible, I don't care what people say about Harry Potter ain't found in the nightstand of the hotel room that our people creep in and commit adultery in. The Bible is. The Bible is the most published book in the world, always has been, always will be. Okay? But we go into stuff of the people round about us wherever we're scattered. Read Psalms 96 and 5.
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Okay. Okay.
Enough said.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
And you know that's hard for me.
Yeah.
It's real hard for me. I can't do that. Okay. So let's go. We're going to dip dabble in the Apocrypha for a minute. We're going to go to 2 Ezra 7.
All right.
And there's a passage. Listen, but you want to judge the Apocrypha and say it's not. Just listen to what it says and tell me if this passage doesn't go exactly with the other scriptures we've been going over with.
Right.
Then you'll know that if it's, you know, a companion to the Bible, or if it was originally in the 1611, but was taken out of the separated from the Old and New Testament by people that wanted to help people not know what they were. Second Ezra 7.
Second Ezra 7, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for wide.
So the righteousness shall suffer, like be constrained, and then they'll hope for a reward. Read on.
For they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight things.
So they suffer the same constraints and stuff that righteous people do, but...
And yet shall not see the wide.
Because he wasn't living right. Read on.
And he said unto me, there is no judge above God, and none that hath understanding above the highest.
Now listen to this. Listen to this and think about what happened to Lazarus and the rich man. Read on.
For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of God that is set before them.
Read on. Yeah.
For God has given straight commandment to such as Cain, what they should do to live.
What they should do to what?
Live.
What they should do to what?
To live.
Okay.
Even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him.
Oh, that Bible, man, forget about that. Read on.
And imagine vain things.
Other religions. Other doctrines. You know what? It'll be okay for me to put up a Christmas tree. It'll be okay for me to do that. It'll be a, you know what? I'm going to the radio, whatever. Go into whatever the idols of the other nations. That's good for them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't good for the people who this world was meant for.
Yeah.
But our people are scattered and all into it. Scattered not only around the world, but in their minds as far as being into all these different vain and vanity philosophies. Read on.
Mm-hmm. Verse 23, 2 Ezra 7.
Uh-huh.
And deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways.
Read on.
But his law have they despised, and denied his covenants. In his statutes have they not been faithful, and have not performed his works.
Okay. So, all into every other thing. You know, let's go to 2 Ezra 9 and read verse 7. Hold on, wait a minute. Yes, we start at 7.
And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith whereby ye have believed shall be preserved from the said perils. And shall see my salvation.
See whose salvation?
My salvation, the Lord's salvation.
Yes, exactly. Read on.
In my land and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning.
Okay.
Then shall they be in pitiful case which now have abused my ways.
Uh-huh.
And they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment.
So you didn't want to deal. You wanted to prosper in the world, in this world. And you abused it. Man, I ain't doing that stuff. I'm going to do something else. And it prospered in the world because you was going into your lust. And you was able to do what you wanted to do, especially if it was not according to the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen to you? You're going to dwell in torment. So read verse 10 and read on.
2 minutes? Okay.
Uh-huh. Read on.
For such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me, and they that have loathed my law while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. The same must know it after death by pain.
That's what happened to the rich man. So we encourage all our people everywhere to cast off the philosophies, the vain religions, the doctrines, denominations, and everything, and get with Christ. Repent according to his understanding, because the time is short. And with that, we say shalom.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake. On Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom. Connect with the Body of Christ Church on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/theBOCC. Follow us on Twitter at theBOCC. And view our videos on youtube.com/theBOCC1. Link with us to learn more about repentance and salvation according to the Holy Bible. Remember what Christ said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." We pray that the information on our pages guide you towards true repentance to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ. Shalom. The Body of Christ Repentance Network, www.thebocc.com.